Illinois Public Media News. This is 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. It's Tuesday, January 20th. Coming up, the Education Justice Project at the University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign gives people in prison a chance to take college classes and earn a degree. That story in just a few minutes, but first, these headlines. A Democratic state senator has filed a measure to prohibit ICE agents from becoming police officers in Illinois. State Senator Laura Fine of Glenview is the sponsor. She's also a candidate for Congress in the 9th District. The bill applies to agents hired by Immigration and Customs Enforcement from January 2025 through January 2029. Those dates coincide with the length of President Trump's second term. Fine says she was moved when an ICE agent shot and killed a Minneapolis woman in her vehicle.
I was so deeply disturbed by what happened with Renee Good and that her children are going to have to grow up without their mother now.
The bill was just introduced last week and has yet to get a committee assignment. As of Friday, she had three co-sponsors, all Democrats. It's hard for people to get into the University of Illinois with a prior conviction. Ashton Kleekamp is the policy director for the Education Justice Project, a U of I program that offers college courses to people in prison. She says anyone who applies to U of I's graduate schools has to submit information showing if they have a criminal background.
What we've seen in the past is the many instances of students being accepted into a program based on the merits of their application and then having that acceptance revoked when the special
committee
reviews their criminal history.
University spokesperson Pat Wade said the chair of the special committee can clear applicants with minor, nonviolent convictions immediately. He said the committee reviews more serious cases by looking at what the person did, the number of convictions, and how much time has passed since then. Researchers have not found evidence that university screenings for criminal convictions make campuses safer. Danville's NAACP Branch Number 3009 led a march in honor of Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. despite a morning wind chill of negative 10 degrees. IPM's Sam Rink has more.
A line of cars made its way quietly through downtown Danville, honoring Martin Luther King Jr. nearly 100 years after he was born. They stopped at a monument featuring a bust of the civil rights leader where Edward Butler, the president of the local NAACP branch, delivered a prayer.
So we come together to make sure that his dream continues to stay alive, that someday we all come together on one accord, continue to love one another. We thank you, Father.
Deontay Brooks is the education and environmental chair of the branch. He said it's important for people to learn from King's life and message.
Just by that simple walk and people seeing us, people bringing up his name will make people remember, and maybe we won't make those same mistakes that we made throughout history.
Admirers of King then gathered at a service at St. James United Methodist Church. I'm Sam Rink, IPM
Avenue
News.
In Champaign, between 2nd and 3rd Street, a sign designates the road as Honorary Chabad Way. And just across the street is the very organization being honored. IPM Student Newsroom's Sam Rink has more.
When the Chabad Center for Jewish Life was founded in 2003, it operated out of the second floor of a small house on 4th Street in Champaign. But the organization soon outgrew the space, and 20 years later, it was moved into a former fraternity house on Armory Avenue, where the honorary street name was designated the same year. Rabbi David Teichtel co-directs Chabad with his wife.
And I believe strongly that we have to create spaces that people can feel proud of who they are. So when a Jewish student walks across campus and they see a Hanukkah menorah, even if they might not never step foot into the building, but the fact that they could see a menorah display, they know I could be Jewish.
While Chabad is involved with Champaign's Jewish community at large, it has become a campus fixture for many Jewish students at the University of Illinois, like Ethan Komrov, a junior studying business. He recalls how hundreds of people attended a Passover event, taking up Chabad's main rooms and spilling out onto the lawn.
That is what Chabad means. It's community. It's just a place where people want to come to see their friends and have a good meal. But above that, just feel that they're secure within the Jewish community.
He says attending Chabad has brought him closer to his family and his faith despite being away from home. I'm Sam Rink, IPM News.
This story is part of IPM's Student Newsroom's new series, Champaign's Honorary Streets, The Stories Behind the Signs. Still to come, the Education Justice Project at the University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign gives people in prison a chance to take college classes and earn a degree. That story is coming up next on 2 and 7 Today, but first, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard with your forecast.
I'm meteorologist Andrew Pritchard with your IPM News forecast for Champaign-Urbana. Today, look for partly cloudy skies with a high of 27 degrees and a southwest wind 5 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, cloudy with a low of 23 degrees, south wind 10 to 20 miles per hour. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high of 37 degrees, a west wind 10 to 15 miles per hour. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy with a low of 19 degrees, northwest wind 10 to 15 miles per hour. And for Thursday, mostly sunny with a high of 28 degrees and a west wind 10 to 15 miles per hour.
Next time on the 21st Show, the Illinois General Assembly is set to be back in session today. We'll have a preview of what lawmakers are working on with Speaker of the House Chris Welch, Senate Republican leader John Curran, and Chicago Tribune political writer Dan Petrella. I'm Brian Mackey. That's next time on the 21st Show. Join us.
You're listening to 2 and 7 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. The spring semester starts today at the University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign, and one student is really happy to be back. Mike Pierce is completing his master's degree in curriculum and instruction and plans to get his PhD in the same subject. He's also formerly incarcerated. Pierce took college classes at U of I through the school's Education Justice Project. Last year, he became the first from that program to get accepted into U of I and come to classes on campus. IPM's Emily Hayes spoke with Pierce to ask why education is so precious to him and how he plans to improve access for people in prison.
All University of Illinois students worked hard to get in, but you have overcome some unique obstacles. What does starting the spring semester mean to you?
Education has been life-changing for me, and I support and I am very mission-driven towards furthering my own education and that of others because of it. I always tell people that many of the issues of my past, my wandering youth especially, comes from a space where I felt I could not communicate with the world and I couldn't understand it either. So there was an inability to communicate. And when that happens, then you find yourself warring with that which you don't understand. Education has allowed me to both understand the world and make myself understood. And that changes the way you can interact with it.
Can you tell me a little bit about what are some things that, if they were different in your community that you grew up in, would have changed your trajectory?
Well, I like to tell people that I grew up poor. I don't have an accurate judgment of poverty because what I thought was poor seems to be abject poverty and not just poor. I think that if there had been more community support, especially mental health, then there would have been a different trajectory to my life. A lot of the drug use that I participated in as a kid had to do with self-medication.
Do you mind telling me kind of like where you grew up so people have a sense of where in Illinois?
Yeah, so Southern Illinois, little town called Walnut Hill, which is like 10, 20 miles away from the largest town. So you're looking at a community of like 50 people. The next community over is 500 people. And where I grew up, there was actually like dirt roads, cornfields, soybean fields. And so some of my neighbors literally lived in like shacks that had tin as the walls and stuff. So I grew up hunting, a little bit of farming, a little bit of support from the community. So the idea of like food banks and stuff like that. But my mother worked at Walmart and supported a family of six off like $13,000 a year at that time. So it was not a great life coming up. And looking back, my siblings and I talk about what we had thought was normal and how hard life was and our desires to not have our kids and future generations have it the same way.
you are working on a master's degree in curriculum and instruction and going on to a PhD in the same subject. What do you hope to do with your degrees?
It has been my goal since before I came to Peoria and got into a master's degree program to get a degree that would help me create a higher education program for prison settings, in particular, a graduate degree program. So I've been in college for 18 years. I have 240-ish college credits, but for the longest time, I couldn't take anything but an associate degree level course. And then when I got my associates, I was immediately kind of kicked out of college because I'd gone as far as I could at that point. And I couldn't take another college class for 7 or 8 years until I relocated to Danville and I participated with the Education Justice Project, which was bringing undergrad level courses, but no degree. In 2022, I think, Eastern Illinois University brought an undergrad program to Danville Correctional Center. I was in the first cohort there, and I immediately started taking undergrad classes and doing what I needed to do to get my bachelor's. When we asked them about a graduate program, I was informed that it is very difficult to create one of those, especially for the difficulties that a prison setting brings to the classroom, and that there are certain requirements for creating one. You have to have someone who has a PhD in curriculum and instruction, and it takes, you know, 3 or 4 years to develop that, even whenever you get started. So I said, okay.
Mr. Pierce, thank you so much for talking with me. It's been a pleasure.
2 and 7 Today is produced by Stephanie Oriana. Reporting today contributed by Emily Hayes, Sam Rink, and Alex Degman. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Kimberly Schofield. 2 and 7 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.